Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project. Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan. Hey friends, welcome to a very special and important series. We are going to be covering some changes that are happening and some transitions that are happening behind the scenes at Boss Project. I just want to start by thanking you guys for being our listeners over the last, 5-6 years. You have been such an incredible community and you have supported Boss Project endlessly. And I so appreciate all of your listens, downloads, reviews, and most definitely those of you who have converted and worked with us as clients. Your unwavering dedication has been invaluable, and we so love you guys and are really nervous, I'll be honest, about sharing some news with you. But buckle up, we're going to head into a four-part series over the next 2 weeks, and I'll kick it over to Emily to get us started.
Yeah, so this episode is going to discuss those transitions, and we're going to not bury the lead. You're going to hear about what's happening in just like 30 seconds. And then we're going to be really walking you through a little bit of the journey that got us here over the last 8 years, not just within this discussion, and highlight some really cool things that I know you nosy Nellies will be excited to hear about. There's been a lot going on behind the scenes, as I'm sure you guys know and have dealt with in your own businesses and life, that what, you know, appears on the surface or shows on the surface is just, it's the iceberg, right? There's so many things, both good, bad, and ugly, that are happening behind the scenes of every single thing going on in everyone's life. And so there have been some stuff going on behind the scenes that we've been chatting about, and transitions that we've been tossing out to each other, and what could this look like, or what about this? And we've come to this new version, I feel like, and the new chapter and what's coming next for both of us. And we're going to walk you through all of that. So ultimately, what is actually going down is that I am actually wrapping up my last week as co-CEO and CMO at Boss Project. I'll be stepping down from those particular roles in order to focus on other projects that I have going on behind the scenes, some that you know about, some that you don't know about, that I will be sharing about in some upcoming episodes. And I'm really excited to get to, I guess, dip my toe in more so than I have been in the last couple of years in these outside projects. So it means you're going to get to hear from me a little bit longer on this show. If you're inside of our paid communities, you'll see me in a few of those coaching sessions as they happen. And I'll get a chance to work on some copywriting work as projects come up, but I'll definitely be way more behind the scenes than what you're used to, which is why we wanted to come tell you personally, what feels like personally, because this has been our tool and our mechanism for many years of sharing really cool and exciting things with you. And so I'm glad that you're still here with us on this journey.
But Boss Project isn't going anywhere. Boss Project is definitely going to continue to stay. We continue to be dedicated to small business owners from across the globe. We want to see more femme founders build profitable and sustainable businesses online. And I know myself, as well as the team behind Boss Project, is so excited to continue to be working with clients. Moving forward, I'll be the managing partner at Boss Project and will be leading the company moving forward. And I just want to emphasize that this decision was made after careful consideration and mutual agreement. And we truly know this is going to be a little bit weird for a little bit, and we're going to do our best to make it the least awkward possible. But know that, you know, as much as this is professional, this is also personal for us. And so for us to choose to share some things is really vulnerable. For us to choose to not share some things is to protect ourselves and is to protect our relationship. Emily and I have been best friends for 8 years. We always joked that the reason it worked is because we became business besties first, and then the friendship came later. But to say that this doesn't affect all of the above would be lying to y'all. And so I really want you to respect any boundaries we put in place about what we are and aren't willing to share. But I am excited over the next couple of episodes to really highlight the opportunities and growth potential that lie ahead for both of us. I know that Boss Project is going to continue to do incredible things. And I know what Emily's on the chart for and headed towards is so exciting, and it's going to allow her to pursue so many incredible things. And I already see her flourishing in it. And even just hearing the way she was able to share with a few clients recently shows to me how confident I am in you moving forward, Emily. Like, you're such a beautiful soul, and you've worked so hard here, and I am just so excited for your future. Now, the podcast is also not going anywhere. Like Emily mentioned, she will be around for some episodes. We are going to be testing doing some solo episodes, some us together, and we'll talk more about what the transition looks like over time. But Emily's not going to go away as a co-host just yet. So buckle up for that. It should be a bit of a wild ride, but we will include you guys along the way.
So to kind of go over a little bit of logistics, and then further on in this series, we'll definitely do a little bit more storytelling, but we just wanted to get out logistics and maybe what could be FAQs for you all right now. And if anything comes up, don't hesitate to reach out via email or Instagram. I'm not saying we're going to answer it depending on the question, but if it feels relevant, or if it feels like it tells, you know, a little bit deeper version of the story that's going to be impactful for you guys, then don't hesitate to ask those questions. And if it makes sense for future episodes throughout this series, we'll be more than happy to touch on some of those things. I think to just address the transition process in general, because I feel like everyone's going to be like, what the French toast? Like, I do feel like this is probably going to be unexpected to y'all. And it's a little unexpected to us in the sense of just how fast we got to be able to even have this conversation. It's been wild. I think that to appease some of your like concerns, this hasn't been something that's been brought up for the past 6 months or a year or 2 years of how do we make this happen and what does this look like? I think it's sometimes surprising when circumstances happen, or when feelings change, or when opportunities pop up, right? All both good and indifferent, how it can vastly change what you want in life and what you want to focus on and what you want to do. And those, it feels like we got a snowball of all of those things at once. And so I feel like you and I had to make pretty quick decisions, and we had a supportive kind of team around us to help make these things happen. And so if they hadn't been as supportive or hadn't been as helpful, it probably would have dragged on, but it all happened pretty quickly.
Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that helped me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Like, way more quickly than I think you guys are even thinking. Like, this is fast. And so Emily and I, in a lot of ways, are still in the middle of figuring out what that looks like for us. And so I can't express enough that, like, we are completely confident in where we're going, and yet it is still a bit raw. And so I hope you can give us some grace there. But I do want to assure you that we are committed to a seamless transition and uninterrupted service, because y'all are our valued clients and listeners. And we are so thankful for each of you for being here. We have a dedicated and experienced team in place who's really well versed in the intricacies of your business. And Boss Project will continue to provide that same level of dedication, expertise, and personalized attention that you've come to expect. We will continue to post valuable blog posts, put out educational series, host you guys for workshops, and continue to work alongside you to ultimately fulfill on our mission. Because the mission is driving me forward right now. It is what I am dedicated to and what I want to see for so many women. Helping y'all be successful is critical to me, and having more and more of you build towards financial freedom is something I want for each and every one of you. And so just know that while we won't be disclosing any of the legal aspects of this transition, we are handling what we need to behind the scenes. And like she said, you're always welcome to ask questions and we will decide if we're going to answer them. We will at least acknowledge you. We're not going to just like ghost you if you ask a question.
I will say we made a note on here that, so we did have a buy-sell agreement that I think we both realized was far less helpful in this specific scenario than we thought it would be. I think part of that, and this is a tangible piece of advice, if you have this in your business at all, or any sort of agreement, contract, literally anything, we hadn't revised it in like 5 years and things change. And so I wish that we had done like an annual review of our agreements or anything that we had in place to protect the business or the partnership or whatever, just to make sure that we were both on the same page. There were also just like, and I mean, sometimes this just happens, right? You can't think of every single scenario when you create something. And I think, you know, you have something in place for like those ridiculous and wild circumstances, but not for like pretty normal circumstances. And so I feel like, you know, if one of us had died or gotten severely injured or even gotten a divorce from our own partners, that the buy-sell agreement was very helpful.
It would have been so helpful
in that situation.
I mean, I'm so glad that's not what's happening.
Right.
We're both alive. We're both still married.
Yep.
We both can walk.
Yep.
So like, that's a positive, but I was surprised. I was expecting.
I was like, oh, we could literally throw this away. It is not helpful.
And so I would definitely agree with that statement. If you put any sort of agreement in place to, if you end up in a partnership, both an operating agreement or a buy-sell agreement, please review them more regularly. Because there was a lot of things that even, because this was the, most of the agreements were done 6 years ago, some 5 years ago. My understanding of what some of those things even meant then is far different than my understanding now. And so there was some things in it that I was like, literally, this makes no sense. Or who wrote this? Or like, and then I was just like, I think this is what we're supposed to do. And I think if we had revised it even 18 months ago,
yeah,
I would have been like
a lot more clear.
Yeah, this doesn't help.
Now, y'all, if any of you are an attorney offering retainer services, make one of your retainer services an automated reminder of, hey, for this amount of money, let's review and update your contracts on an annual basis. And you will.
Yeah, both for services and internal purposes.
Yes. Like, yes.
All of the things. Yes. So
send that little drip campaign and remind people to review them.
It essentially required us to get creative and come to an agreement together versus having something that we agreed to previously. And that made it more challenging for sure.
Yeah. Because the whole concept of an agreement and why they're so necessary is that you want to make them when you're not in the throes of it. Like you want to make them when everyone's in a good headspace and there aren't, you know, as many emotions involved and all of the things, because it's always going to happen. I think that that's like, and I'm sure we'll dive into this even further later on, but like that's part of this whole thing is like, and you know it because we all have brains and we're aware that, you know, we're a whole ass human, but there are so many parts of your life and your personality that relationship like these impact. And so it touches every single corner of your life and your day to day. And so when you're going through a transition, when naturally, this is not a bad thing, when naturally you become then individuals instead of the partnership, right? And you become mindful of your own individual needs and wants and protecting yourself. And it just gets, it's fucking hard. And to have something like a document that helps you clearly walk through that journey would have been so much better.
Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree. And even there was some things in there that talked about how we would run certain aspects of the business that I honestly couldn't have told you that existed in that document. And I wish we had had opportunities to reflect on those things, to come together on them and really make sure that we're making some of these high level decisions together. So all of that to say, while there is definitely going to be a lot changing and a lot moving, I consider for both of us this a transition and in a lot of ways a new chapter. And I know that both of us, regardless of our roles and our positions here in Boss Project, we are both committed to maintaining the like high quality services and impact that you guys are used to. And I know Emily will take that with her too, and all of the things she does individually. That's not going away. Our dedication to clients is unwavering. And that's the last thing we're worried about, you know?
Yeah.
That's the thing that was
truly
never in question. And everything else has been us just figuring out one step at a time, as much as we can together, what's coming next. And so throughout this series, we're going to be doing a little exploration on what this looks like and what this means for the future. And so we're going to take you through a 4-part series over the next 2 weeks. We're going to reflect a bit more on our partnership, the journey of what Boss Project is, all of the achievements and challenges along the way. And then we're definitely going to be talking more about Emily's future vision and where she's going, as well as what Boss Project's going to look like now and into the future. So I hope you stay on and continue to listen. I think you're going to have a lot of questions. Now, one thing to keep in mind is we will likely be recording this before we get a lot of your feedback and questions. So I would not be surprised if we end up having to do some sort of FAQ episode that airs later, and or maybe like a special additional episode. But part of that is just production timelines, and we have to get things out. And so if it feels short-sighted, it's not because we weren't trying to tell you everything in the moment. It's just simply we have to get things to our editor in advance. So I'm excited to talk about some insights, lessons learned, and all the things that I think you guys can garner from this series as a listener. I hope you stay tuned. Emily, anything to add to that before we wrap up for today?
Nope. You definitely want to listen in on next episode. We're going to be reflecting on our partnership as a whole and kind of, you know, we've openly talked about our partnership for years. And so we're going to be going through a little bit of highlights and milestones and challenges and everything in between. So I know you're nosy, so stay tuned.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics, we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode, send it to a friend who needs to hear it, and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind-the-scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.